This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. South Africa has launched a case at the United Nations top court accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asking the court to order Israel to halt its attacks. Israel swiftly rejected the filing, quote, with disgust. South Africa's submission filed Friday at the International Court of Justice alleges that, quote, acts and omissions by Israel are genocidal in nature as they are committed with the intent to destroy Palestinians in Gaza as part of the broader Palestinian national, racial, and ethnic group. It asked the Hague-based court to issue an interim order for Israel to immediately suspend its military operations in Gaza. Russia has unleashed what may be one of the biggest aerial barrages against Ukraine, according to Ukraine's president. The strikes have killed at least 24 people. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed that Russia launched about 110 missiles overnight throughout Ukraine. Many of the drones were shot down by Ukraine's defense systems. In Boyarka, a suburb around 12 miles southwest of Kyiv, firefighters tackled a fire caused by one downed drone. In Odessa, footage filmed by the State Emergency Service of Ukraine showed emergency workers helping residents leave a residential building in the port city. On social media platform X, formerly Twitter, Zelensky wrote, "Today Russia used nearly every type of weapon in its arsenal." I'm Karen Shamas.
South Korea's Defense Minister Shin Won-sik has said that a light water reactor at North Korea's main nuclear complex will likely be formally operational by next summer. Shin told local reporters that his country had also spotted similar cooling system-related activities associated with the reactor last summer, according to the South Korean Defense Ministry on Friday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News.